You're listening to SBS News.
These are the sounds that were fared by the Taliban. For almost 5 years, in late 1990s, music was banned in Afghanistan. Now Zohra, an all-female orchestra group run by the Afghanistan National Institute of Music, is helping to revive these traditions. 14-year-old Mina is a member of the ensemble.
We want to open the door for new generation in Afghanistan, because if we not do it, another generation will never do it. That's why we play music, we show the beauty of Afghanistan for all the world and all the country we met.
Mina has learned two instruments since joining the group. But her choice to follow her passion for music means she has had to hide her talents from some members of her family, who may not approve of her decision to join Zohra.
We all face challenges. My family support me, but my relatives, like my uncle, my aunts, they didn't know that I'm playing music. When they understand and when they're ready to know, I will tell them.
Dr. Ahmad Sarmaz has been trying to rebuild Afghanistan's music industry for almost a decade.
I strongly believe in the soft and transformative power of music. For me, music is not just a type of entertainment. For me, music is much bigger and greater vehicle, and a very powerful vehicle for contributing to several aspects of any given nation. But in a country like Afghanistan, which is still in a war for 40 years, we need to benefit, or the Afghan people need to benefit from the healing power of music.
Dr. Sarmaz escaped to Australia in 1994 as a refugee and completed his PhD at Monash University. In 2010, he decided to return to his homeland to found a National Institute of Music. In doing so, he made himself a target for extremists, surviving a suicide bombing in 2014. But he has not been discouraged by the threats against his safety, promising to make music accessible to all in Afghanistan.
We cannot close the gates of this unique institution to other talents of Afghanistan. And therefore, annually, we're reserving 50% of our school enrollment for disadvantaged kids who are coming from the orphanages, people who used to work on the streets of Afghanistan, and also women.
Since Zohra was formed in 2015, the orchestra has played in cities across the world, including Geneva, Berlin, and London. Now, to celebrate 50 years of diplomatic relations between Australia and Afghanistan, members of Zohra are performing alongside Australian musicians for two special performances. Wahidullah Waisi is the Afghan ambassador to Australia, New Zealand and Fiji.
It's very important for Australian audience to understand what capacities and potentials are existing within Afghan community.
Dr. Sarmaz says the performances in Australia hold a special significance, allowing him to bring his homeland's music to the country that gave him refuge.
It is a dream that I had to come with a group of students here to perform and to show and to share the beauty of Afghan music with my fellow Australians. And I'm very proud and very touched and moved and very humbled that the concert here in Melbourne is sold out.
Following the performance at Monash University, the Zohra Ensemble will finish their Australian tour at Sydney Opera House on Monday night.